News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. Good morning, Redding. Gosh, what's happened here? My goodness, there's somebody, you know, when the first time I said that, it just blew my eardrums out. Whoever's on here last, you know, must have been.
Are we hiring the deaf on weekends now?
I don't know. It's, anyway, good morning, Reddy. Good morning, North State. And welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. The, your talk radio station. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Got 706, October the, my gosh, it can't be the 21st. It can't be the 21st already. We've just blown through September. Now we're end of October, but it's going to be hot today. Good morning, Bad Bomb.
Good morning. I blame Don Shulman, of course.
Well, that's the only thing I can think of is that it was just a little bit loud today. Anyway, what's the weather look like today?
What we're looking at is a high near 90 under sunny skies, very beautiful fall weather. The overnight low close in on the 50-degree mark, so that makes for some excellent sleeping weather. Sunny tomorrow, the high again near 85, and looks nice and clear for the next several days. Right now in Reading, 50 degrees, 50 degrees, and I believe our new sponsor is Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, where they want to keep all of their customers nice and warm. You know, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Over 4,000 happy customers are our friends from Shasta Gas Propane. Well, see, today we're going to have a number of things we're going to be talking about. Well, and we're going to have Gary Moore on, who is the public relations director of the Veterans Administration Home, will be here this morning to talk about the grand opening that's going to be this Friday. And we're going to have Wade Riggs in talking about something big that's coming up that has not been done in Reading before. And I'll let him talk about it. You probably heard the commercials, but I'm going to hear you. I'll let you listen to why Wade's doing this and why this could be really a great event for right here in Reading. But first, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Let's go to Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into a new trading week, and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 3 points at 15,403. The S&P 500 up just about 1 point at 1745, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 14 points at 3928. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 115 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, General Electric up 72 cents at 26.28, Bank of America down 9 cents at 14.55, JCPenney down 19 cents at 6.81, while AT&T is up 65 cents at 35.26. Of local interest, PG&E down 2 cents at $41.20, North Valley Bank up a nickel, $19 even, Harley-Davidson down a dime at $65.65, and Sturm Ruger up 61 cents at $68.18. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.6%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil's down 76 cents a barrel at $100.05, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $1.85 an ounce at $13.17.60, while silver's up 35 cents at $22.23. This is Crystal Sondack at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 710 and 810 at 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They're going to be able to give you the best advice about what's happening in Wall Street. And even though the government's no longer shut down, the Wall Street keeps going up and down. They're trying to figure out where they're doing. And our experts right out here in Reading can help you along with your investments and what investments you have already. So give them a call, 243 5-6-1. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll back. I want to talk about the rollout of Obamacare, first of all, and just a couple of the things that are happening around here in the North State. But the rollout of Obamacare, a football game that I was forced to watch, and, of course, what's happening this week. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot and Linda is on assignment today. We'll be right back.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, you have a firearm in your home and a family is not properly trained in the safe use, storage, and transportation of that deadly tool? Contact NorCal Firearms today on the web at norcalify.com or by phone at 999-1822 to schedule your 4-hour firearm safety training. One low price covers all your family members, and training includes live fire using your firearm or one of ours. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that taking the mystery out of the firearm is the key to safe storage in a home with children.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. Linda's on assignment today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. I want to apologize about getting a late start on the news today. Our newscaster on his way in today was pulled over by one of Redding's finest, I think. Of course, it could have been a county sheriff.
Ran afoul of John Law.
He did. And I'm not exactly sure what it was, but I think it was a taillight. A missing taillight? Something like that.
My information was, in fact, a turn of some sort.
Oh, a turn. He may have blew through a turn. Oh,
could be he got bit by the,
oh my gosh.
By the light.
Not
blinded by the light. Although
blinded
this was
by
not
the photo light. Yes. Oh, okay. Now, if that's the case, that's a $500. Anyway, but the point is that also tells us, okay, that if this happens, that we may have to have people coming in a little bit earlier. On, you know, so that if they do get a ticket or something, there's an emergency, it gives us time to react more than just having a phone call from somebody. So please accept our apologies. It won't happen again. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's, when it's 49 degrees out there, you know, you have to say, you know, you want that coffee. They've got the pumpkin latte now, any type of coffee you could possibly want. You can buy the coffee beans. You can buy the coffee makers. And you walk next door to the best walk-in humidor in the state. They'll meet or beat any tobacco prices, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. All right. Bad Bob, you're our tech guy here. The Affordable Care Act. Let's get into this a little bit.
Oh, boy, do I have concerns.
Okay, right now. Obama's going to go on the TV today, and he's going to talk to one of the medical groups, and he's going to talk about the problems and how they're trying to fix them. The last thing I heard is they're bringing in an army of the best and brightest to help fix this software disaster. Not designed to support the numbers that are involved, misspellings, code written incorrectly, and inability to even log on, which could be a blessing in disguise because once the information's in there, it can be easily hacked and exposed to everybody.
That's my big concern.
When people don't sign up, rates get higher. And when the rates get higher, more people don't sign up, and then the rates get even higher. It's a death spiral type thing. Now, to hold President Obama specifically responsible for this, people will say, well, wait a minute, you know what? He is not a code writer. But I go back to this one Marine general that was just relieved. He wasn't there. He'd been there. He had, you know, this was his base. The Taliban or Al-Qaeda came in and attacked his base in Afghanistan and destroyed like 12 helicopters, and the largest loss of equipment we've had since probably Vietnam. Not only was the group commander that had the helicopters relieved, but the major general in charge of that base in the Marines in that area got relieved too because he had not overseen the job correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm drawing a parallel here is that the buck stops up there where President Obama is. Something this large, they've been talking about and working on for 3 years, and it gets ready to roll out and is going to have probably one of the largest impacts on this country and this country's economy in what, the last, 50 years? Can't even come online the first day. People can't get into it. They're still saying is that they're urban myths, anybody that's signed up. And I don't think that's true. I think they've signed up a few thousand here.
Well, if they could
maybe even more.
If they could harness the spin that is being put on this program by the administration, of course, you could solve the energy crisis overnight.
Okay, well, you've been following this, and you're our tech guy. So what are you seeing? First of all, what was the major problems? And two, how do you fix something like this?
Well, here again, this is one of those lowest bidder things, and trying to involve...
I heard they were Canadians, too. I heard it was a Canadian company.
Probably. I think that, as is often the case, when something of this complexity gets rolled out, there's a lot of pressure to get it to market, on a very timely manner. They give you hard timelines, and there's penalties if you don't deliver on time. And, they wrote the code in a hurry. And when you're doing something like this, even just a small, simple web page like I do for Boomer Tech, takes several hours of writing it up and debugging with automated tools. This thing had to be written from scratch. And the big concern here is that I want to know where this data, all this personal information that has an intrinsic value to a hacker, is going to be stored and what kind of firewalls it's behind. Because if you're putting this stuff up, we've heard about these massive data breaches of companies like, the credit rating outfits and Bank of America and all these major companies. How do I know that my personal stuff that I'm typing in order to even get a look at the numbers, you can't even get a quote until you enter all kinds of personal information. Where's that stuff being stored?
Well, and who, when it goes in there, not only being stored, but now all of this goes into, I think it goes directly to the IRS, doesn't it? And the other medical services and other government, I shouldn't say medical service, but government services, because the IRS needs to know who's in this. And then they need to know who is the one, Bob, that figures out what's your, who gets the money or how much, what kind of subsidies you get?
What are their criteria there? There's a little lack of transparency on a lot of this.
Well, there's been a change on the website, in case you haven't seen that, where it says apply now. There's another one that says apply by telephone. Now, I think that's what I saw today. Now, the problem with that is then does that mean you're talking to somebody? And if you're talking to somebody, who's that person?
Yep.
Judy Maxwell was on, local insurance agent, got a great company here. She said, the thing about it is you can come to your local insurance companies and get the health care. You get all the same advice, mm-hmm. except it's somebody you're dealing with that you know has been bonded and all this, where the person you're dealing with over the phone, you have no idea who they are.
Oh, yeah.
And they're taking all your information, and then where's it going to? That right there is probably one of the biggest things. But the other big thing is when people can't get into it, and at what point is the Obama administration going to say, here it is October, everybody by January is supposed to be signed up? And then if they're not signed up, they're going to fall under some kind of tax penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really low.
They're not going to defer the fine.
Yeah. And well, a lot of people could just go, I'll pay the fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay the $90 because that's going to save me X amount of dollars this year. It's going to save me $2,000 or $3,000 this year for the $92.
Could this system be designed to fail?
Well, I know. You hear that. The whole thing is designed to fail, so it forces everybody into, the government's going to have to take over more and more. The insurance companies aren't handling it. But we got to take a break here. I want to finish up on this, plus the other one about high-speed trains. We'll be right back after this. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's just not Obamacare the way it is. It's what their other things are rolling out, and then we're going to go into the high-speed train. You're sorry you voted for that one. We'll be right back.
Depends on what you mean by high speed.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms, and instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading, or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment today. Me and Bad Bob. Bad Bob and me.
And a dog named Boo.
And a dog named Boo. They'll be, he's out in the other room here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our friends down there. I can't say enough about them either. Your local Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln dealership. Right down there at 555 Cypress Avenue, it's your neighbors giving great deals on car, trucks, or SUVs, whether they're brand new or previously owned. That's right. Redding Crown Motors, their service department is just outstanding. Visit them at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Okay, let's finish this last thing up here. NBC News in its very best, its very best spin is saying that thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people are losing their insurance due to Obamacare, because of the way it's working. And that's true. Obama's ratings have fallen for the third straight quarter. And yes, and it's getting worse. He's worse now than Bush was at this time in his presidency, and I didn't see how that could happen, but it's true. The problems are is that he won't listen. Is it hubris where the president sees a tremendous problem with this, and it's October, and come January it's all supposed to kick off? At what point does he say, I'm doing this for the American people and not just to see who's the is the strongest man out here? He won the showdown. So let's take a look at what's happening to the American people. If it's not ready for prime time, and trust me, having run projects like this much smaller scale, but it had a lot of code, it had a lot of software in it. And when somebody says to you, it's a patch can take how long?
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. A patch is worth could be worth millions. You could work on a patch forever when you think of the word patch. Or this is even better. Oh, it works in the shop. It works on the bench. It works on the bench. Well, what happens when you take it out in the field? What happens when you really put stuff into it? Well, it doesn't work as well there. I mean, this is what happens.
It's pretty much the history and of then people, military technology.
Right, it is. And the other thing, too, is people panic. Because now the pressure's really on them and they start shoving things in there to get a short-term fix, which in the long term is not going to work. We had things set up so that you knew on this day, 8, 9, 10 months out, what was going to happen if this wasn't done and the other thing wasn't done. So we could work that way. I'm sure they have it. Somehow that system has fallen apart. And if that's the case, hey, President Obama, you've got Obamacare. You've got it. Take a step back, give the people a chance to put it off 6 months. Just say, okay, you know what? We ran into things that nobody knew was going to happen. I'm going to delay everybody signing up for 6 months. If you've signed up already, fine, you're fine. Or take it at a slower pace and then relaunch it again somewhere around March or April, right around tax time. Okay. But find a time you can launch it. All right. High speed rail. It seemed like a good idea when it was $10 billion. You know what it's up to right now there, Bad Bob?
No.
$65
billion. Oh.
$68 billion. I'm sorry, I was off $3 billion. Hey, what's a billion, though, among politicians?
$1 billion bucks.
Yeah. They're up to $68 billion. Now, the funny thing about it is those of us who thought we really didn't need that during the part where we've got a $680 billion unfunded liability and all these other problems. But Governor Brown talked people into it. He talked into talked people into voting for tax raises and everything. But now family-owned property, ranches, businesses being bought by force. When I say bought by force, they're being condemned, on these things. And eminent domain, and now they're being torn down. A white elephant is something that used to be given to people because you couldn't throw it away, you couldn't kill it, so you had to keep it, and they're very expensive to keep, back in India. Anyway, who wants to spend this money now that it's gone up to $68 billion? And you know what? People are saying it could even be higher. Here's the other thing. It's not going to be just an express rail for the high speed train. They're now having to share railroad tracks. You know what that means? That means is that slowdowns, they can't go as fast because the high speed rails need to be built a certain way. So they can't go as fast, which means you no longer have the high speed rail.
It's more like kind of fast rail.
It's kind of fast. It's kind of like, yeah. Okay. This is no longer high speed rail. It's kind of fast rail. It depends on where you're at. If it's high speed or just, you know, kind of high, maybe even low. Some places it's got to be low speed. So we've got high speed rail down to low speed drag all in one 20 mile stretch. You got to take a break. Just got to take a break, period. Hey, we come back. Wade Riggs is going to be here with this. He has got something that you all are going to love, and it's going to give you something to do one of these evenings. I guarantee you. We'll be right back.
Off to the football game for some tailgating? Better pack your cooler with Jersey Mike's subs, because nothing tackles your appetite like Jersey Mike's. Quality meats and cheese sliced right in front of you and piled high on fresh bread that's baked daily right in our own stores. Authentic Jersey subs made the way they're supposed to be with the highest quality ingredients. And if you're watching the game at home with friends, our catering trays are the perfect halftime treat. Order in advance and we'll have them ready to go when you are, along with the chips and soda. Jersey Mike's catering trays are packed full with your favorite subs, cut into convenient serving portions and ready to enjoy. No fuss, just fun. Choose from our wide variety of favorites or have yours custom made exactly the way you want it. Our turkey breast is 99% fat free and our certified Angus roast beef is cooked to perfection right in our stores. One taste and you'll be hooked. For the Jersey Mike's menu and location nearest you, visit jerseymikes.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park presents Zen in the Sagebrush, Wine, Whiskey, and the Wild West, Thursday, October 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Turtle Bay Museum. Round up your posse and enjoy an evening tasting favorite Western foods and drinks, including wine, whiskey, and beer, as well as an exclusive preview of their newest exhibitions, Sin in the Sagebrush and Tough by Nature. Tickets are $40 each and are available online at turtlebay.org/Zen or at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar. Tickets to this 21 and over event will not be available at the door, so giddy up and get yours now.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Now get unlimited talk, text, and internet from bestcellservice.us for only $49 per month. If you act right now, you can get an extra $10 off your first 2 months. There's no contract, no setup fees. You can even keep your current phone and number. Plus, learn how you can get your cell service for free. Again, that's unlimited talk, text, and internet cell phone service for only $49 per month. So visit us online now at bestcellservice.us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I don't know what to think. The metal casing is definitely extraterrestrial, not found on this Earth. Friction with the Earth's atmosphere usually tears holes in a meteorite. This thing is smooth, and you can see its cylindrical
shape. Just a minute. Something's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrific. This end of the thing is beginning to flake off. It's beginning to rotate like a screw in the...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. It is 7:34 in the morning. It's 49 degrees. It's going to get up to about 88 today. Good morning. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and join us right there. And what you just heard was part of what we're going to be talking about. I welcome Wade Riggs, local director, producer, filmmaker, bon vivant.
Media dude. Guy with coffee this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Now, what were we just listening to?
That was from the original broadcast of War of the Worlds, which is coming up on its 75th anniversary, the 30th of this month. That was originally done by Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater Players, and caused quite a stir back when it first happened, because a lot of people were switching over from Fibber McGee and Molly and didn't realize that it was an actual radio theater play, and thought it was real, thought it was really happening. And there's been a lot of stories that have been written since then about the night that panicked America.
Yeah, it has. They even made a movie about it.
Oh, yeah. A couple of them.
Well, they've made movies about War of the Worlds, but they've also made movies about the fact that what happened that. And Linda will always tell a story about how a member of her family got everybody in the cars. They were getting ready to run.
Yeah, well.
And it wasn't her father. It was like an uncle or aunt. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they thought it was real. They were out. They were leaving.
Yeah, and it actually, War of the Worlds changed broadcasting, because back then, it ran for an entire hour without commercial breaks and without the disclaimer. And so now, whenever you do something like this, of course, you know, FCC mandates that you have certain disclaimers and breaks. Of course, you know, now with sponsors, you gotta take breaks.
Okay, now, War of the Worlds, the original one, mm-hmm. you have the rights to.
We did. I was sitting around talking with Ashley Esses, and she's the one who told me that War of the Worlds was going to be celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. It's about 6 months ago, and she said, "Boy, that'd be fun to do." And I thought, "Gee, I wonder if we can." And so I did some research, and I was able to find that Howard Koch, who was on staff, actually basically took the book and adapted it to a radio play for Orson Welles. And he holds the rights to the radio play. And we were able to contact his estate and actually get the rights from his estate, from his wife, who is still alive, to basically broadcast this play and to redo it, which is phenomenal, considering, you know, that we're talking a piece of history here, and it's on this. So we're going to be doing it live with some of the best voice artists in Northern California, people like Bob Corlick, John Welsh, Leon Compton, Kathy Compton. I mean, we've got such a great group of people. And of course, somebody from the last name of, Bot, I think.
you're looking out that Linda's there. Yeah, you know, here's what happened. And this is how we got in. This is, hey, you know what? We're going to, need some announcers, you know, like newscasters. That's okay. Well, you know, I figured it'd be something like, "Oh, there's reports of strange activity in New Jersey." No, it goes on for like pages, which is, I mean, I've got to read all that. Anyway, but the whole thing about this is it's going to be exactly faithful to the script.
Exactly.
Your sound effects are very similar to what they had back then.
Actually, a lot of the sound effects that we're using were the actual sound effects that they used.
Okay.
The music, a lot of the music, in fact, the music is the exact music that they use. So we're taking it, we're absolutely faithful to it. And it's gonna be a lot of fun, and we're gonna be broadcasting it live, 75 years to the date and time. So Wednesday, October 30th at 8 p.m., it will start. It's an hour long show, and we're also going to be webcasting it live, so that people can actually, you know, if they're not near a radio, they can jump on the internet and they can actually look in and see the actors creating this piece of history.
Yeah, and we will be, of course, it's going to go out over KCNR here.
Absolutely.
And we're going to, we'll also be streaming it out for mm-hmm. people. So this is going to be live radio from the War of the Worlds. And we're going to be, it's going to go out live. You're going to be able to see it through your webcasting. As we run around out here, we're going to have our microphones set up out in the lobby and go from there.
It's amazing. When we were doing the read-throughs, Carl, as you know, the pacing of this, you know, you don't necessarily hear, I mean, it's pretty fast pacing. You've got a lot to tell within an hour. But what's actually going on behind the scenes, you know, you've got actors who are doing multiple voices.
you know, plus combining that with the sound effects, there's a lot going on, and it's really exciting to be a part of this piece of history.
The UFO is starting, the top of it, starting to unscrew, and you just heard a little bit of that on there, but, then the sounds of the, you know, it's incredible what live radio used to do. I mean, how it used to be. So.
Well, I've been a fan of live radio ever since I was a kid, you know, and in fact, one of my favorite radio stations is the classic radio on Sirius. And, you know, it's so much different. You know, a lot of us have been in theater, and in theater, you tell the story not only, you know, vocally, but physically. And with radio theater, I mean, you have to tell the story completely vocally. You know, so you've got to express that fear, that anxiety, you know, and it has to come across vocally. People have to be able to embrace that and understand it.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Wade Riggs is our guest. He and his theatrical company are putting on War of the Worlds. It's the 75th anniversary. 75th. And this is the original script. You're going to be hearing a lot of the original sound effects. And at the end, we just hope it still ends up the right way, right?
Absolutely.
That the monsters don't win.
True.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast from Grover's Mill.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14.
The office of the Director of the National Red Cross reports 10 units of Red Cross emergency workers have been assigned to the headquarters of the state militia.
Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBot. That was again part of War of the Worlds.
Code for this computer was apparently written by the same people who wrote the healthcare.
Just a slight delay there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite and Mike Huber and his group down there. State Granite and more, from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture, and of course, the ultimate lucky smoker, that one that's sitting in the back of my house here in the backyard, and it works outstanding. And you know what? Mike is trustworthy. He is an artist when it comes to granite, and he can envision what you want to have and build it for you. I can't say enough about him. Estate Granite and more. Mike Huber, 241-7866. Look up Estate Granite. Our guest is Wade Riggs, and we're talking about what we're just trying to do is War of the Worlds. We're just coming in, is that Wade has bought the rights for the 75, and it's the 75th anniversary of the War of the Worlds, which absolutely terrified a lot of America back 75 years ago on October 30th when he did this with his, the Mercury Theater.
Orson Welles, yeah.
Orson Welles and his Mercury Theater. And people believed it because there were no breaks in it. So right. They came in right a little bit late, and then they're hearing, I mean, phone calls, people panicking, packing their stuff, leaving. If you're in New Jersey and you believe this, I imagine that it was crazy out there.
And it was a different time back then too. You know,
yeah, there wasn't anybody really to call.
Right. We didn't have the technology then that we had now. And
you couldn't check the internet to see if this was true.
Right. And so a lot of people, you know, took things on faith, you know, and it was a shaky time back then. And so, you know, when something like this happened, people were, you know, psychologically, they would
depression
buy in.
Times,
absolutely.
And sure. And if it was in, and who knows, when something it comes over the radio and here, and again, it's like you read it in the newspaper, it must be true. You hear it on the radio or TV, it's gotta be true.
Yeah.
It's gotta be true on the internet. Snopes is real. You know, all these things. I mean, it's, no, it's not. But in this case, they changed the law after that. So if you are having a theater, which they did. People would put on radio shows all the time back then.
Yeah, there was no TV.
Yeah, there had to be some kind of disclaimer in there or something that said this is just a radio show.
Right. The switchboards lit up so badly that they were trying to get word to Orson Welles, hey, you need to tell people this is not real. But, I mean, they couldn't even get to him. I mean, it was that crazy and that chaotic. And finally, they did break in and you know, just with a quick, I think it was like a 5-second, radio ID, and that was it. That was it. They didn't, you know, expand upon that. And so, you know, the panic just continued to grow.
And it did, clear across the country. And then at the end, I mean, what were the end results? So after people found out it was just a show, Orson Welles feel bad?
Well, he was, you know, according to the newspaper reports back then, you know, he was actually called to testify about what had happened in front of Congress. And, you know, he was basically...
Great publicity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and at the time, he's in his early 20s. And this really is what put him on the map. I mean, he'd been pretty much just a staff announcer up until this point in doing this show. And this really propelled him into the limelight. So, you know, and his whole thing was, hey, it was radio. You know, I don't blame me.
And then, of course, he went on to make arguably probably one of the best motion pictures of all time with Citizen Kane.
Yeah, and it itself had a ton of controversy behind.
Of course,
that.
It did. But and then he was a controversial man from, you know, throughout his life. But this right here, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. So on October 30th at
8:00, that's a week from this Wednesday,
day before Halloween.
Day before Halloween.
And if you get in, you just come on about, oh, around 8:00.
It will start at 8:00. So you want to jump on the live webcast. If you want to jump on a little earlier, we're actually going to fire up the cameras probably about 7:30.
So you can see people running around here, running amok, trying to find their lines.
Absolutely.
It's lined up to go to the bathroom.
But it's what's nice about the webcast, of course, is that you can actually see how it's done. You can see Carl and Linda with the headsets on doing these just very intense roles. So I'm excited. The last read through, well, I gave me goosebumps.
Well, first of all, Linda and I, we do have parts, yes. But the people that are in this are the top pros from around here in Reading.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely the top pros. Linda and I have a couple of, you know, I guess we have some lines Yeah, we do. And, but if you, what you need to hear is the, it's more than just a story of aliens coming to Earth.
It is.
It's a lot more than that. It's about people and how people react and how people treat each other in something like this and what they will do to survive.
Yeah. My favorite part of the entire play is actually the last, six pages. And it's a dialogue that, Bob Corlick and John Welsh do together. And it's really eye-opening, you know, how these two men, you know, deal with what has happened. Totally absolutely. Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, again, it's going to be on October 30th, mm-hmm. a week from Wednesday. It's going to be on at 8 o'clock, but if you get onto the web at 7:30, and how do they get onto that?
If you go to RiggsMediaConsulting.com, then right there it'll say click here. And, it'll bring up the
now,
live.
Now, if people, webpage. If this is archived, what happens then?
Yeah, we're actually going to, we'll archive the video stream on our website to where you can actually go watch it anytime.
So it's not a big thing. So people can do that.
Absolutely. But, visit our archive, you know, me too. Personally, yeah. If, you know, I would get the family together, dim the lights, get in front of the radio.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Let the, you know, because something about that, about live radio theater, just really blows the imagination so much better
and
than the visuals.
And if you've never seen, you know, it, and this was kind of a little bit of a surprise to me, but the director of a radio show is important, if not more important, than anything you've seen in TV. Not only does he have to keep all of the actor straight, he knows which sound effects. And who does what? And you're sitting there. I mean, I'm sitting there with my lines in my hands in front of the microphone, waiting for Wade to wiggle his ear, you know, so we can get started.
You know? So, it was
my left ear. Yeah. No.
You couldn't see that from here, Carl. Yeah. No, it's, you know, you're really conducting, you know.
It is because you've got people moving together. In and out. Because as you finish your, because even if we have two or three, which we will, two or three microphones set up, you've got people and so many things happening. You're rolling in, rolling out. The sound effects have got to match what's happening right there. And, you know, in a read-through so far, you have sound effects individual.
Yeah. Ashley Assis, who's great. Our technical director, she's taking care of the sound effects, which is a huge part of this thing. Right.
Okay. Next Wednesday, October the 30th at 8 o'clock, you're going to have War of the Worlds. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Please remember that the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center are now known as One Safe Place. If you or someone you know is the victim of domestic, sexual, child, or elder abuse, please call 244-0117 or visit our website at ospshasta.org.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning, my friends. It is a Monday. Gosh. Monday, October the 21st. What's the weather look like out there, Bad Bob?
Going to be an excellent fall day. Sunny, high near 87, low in the 50s, and sunny again tomorrow, a high near 84. So warm days, cool nights. And if you want to be, right now it's got about 50 degrees even. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends, 365-3793.
And you know, we're running 40 degree difference between at night and during the day now. And they're looking at almost at 50 degrees. So when it gets to hit 40 degrees, at night or 45, 48, you know, you may want to start looking at your heaters. So. What can I say except look at our friends at Alliance Heating and Air, because they're the ones that are going to keep you warm. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I can't say enough about them and the professionalism that Martin and his people have. Give them a call at 221-2642, but they have optional, parts and labor warranty available, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As I said, now's the time when before it gets too cold. To have your system run, you know, taken a really good look at, have them do their maintenance as they do, and, you know, look at the filters, change the filters, look at the ducts, look at everything. Have yourself ready to go. Save money, because I tell you what, the cost of electricity is not going down. No matter what they say, it's going to keep going up. So make sure your system is taken care of and it's working in its fullest capabilities. Yeah, what'd you say?
Most efficiency.
Okay, there's a lot of things going on here. Harvest Bazaar, Saturday, October 26th, at the All Saints Episcopal Church. Coffee shop's open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They have pie there. Collectibles, baked goods, antiques. You know, Linda goes there. She goes there early. She says it's one of the best places to find great gifts. The Stand Down. North Valley Stand Down Association, of course, is starting on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And it's going to be down at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Fasaro Hall and Trinity Hall. And registration starts at 8 a.m. Thursday and Friday. They are going to have court assistance there with misdemeanors. This has been a huge help to a lot of our homeless veterans or veterans that need a hand up. This is a hand up, not a hand out. And what it does is it allows a lot of them to get their driver's licenses back. So now they can get to jobs and they can drive legally. General assistance is there, job services, be a temporary homeless shelter there, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, Bob Dunlap and all the great work that they do are going to be there. Social Security is going to be there, Shasta County Women's Refuge, Department of Child Support. There's just so much, but if you want some more information about it, please call 356-0342 or 357-5235. To learn about this, because this is a huge thing. They had over 300 people they helped last year. We'll be down there Thursday morning, in a remote from there. we'll be taking our stuff down there. And of course, Fill a Bag, Feed a Family is going on right now. We've got a bag right here in the, right here in the studios. If you'd like to come by and bring in food, canned food, stuff in boxes and bags. This is to help fill, to feed families have suffered domestic violence. And we're going to be on the road on the 30th that morning out there, in Eureka, going live at another remote so we can get in more food, more bags of stuff. And we urge our listeners to come in and join us on that day too. And just bring in canned goods. It's easy. Go to, you know, as much as I hate to say it, but go to the dollar store and pick out about $50 worth of stuff. You'll feed a family for a long time on that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Gary Moore, who is the public affairs director out at the Reading Veterans Home, which is opening up this Friday. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew. In Washington at the White House at this hour, President Obama is set to address the widespread problems signing up for Obamacare.
Since its debut on October 1st, healthcare.gov has been plagued with technical problems. It's been a glaring embarrassment for the Obama administration, and this morning the president will discuss the issue. In Rose Garden remarks, he's expected to discuss steps being taken to address the failures, including an expansion of call center staffing so people can apply for insurance by phone.
As White House correspondent Craig Cluxton. McDonald's serves up an unhappy deal for investors. Golden Arches is leading the Dow Industrials lower in early trading. That's after disappointing third quarter results. Toymaker Hasbro, on the other hand, jumped 8% in value after reporting income and revenue that beat expectations. U.S. corporate economists, meanwhile, upbeat on future economic growth despite problems in Washington, rising oil prices, and interest rates.
Economic growth for the period from fourth quarter of 2013 to 2014 was expected to be between 2.1 and 3%, which is a step up from what we're probably going to see for 2013.
But National Association for Business Economics president says the survey was not as optimistic about hiring in upcoming months. Also at SRNnews.com, Americans bought fewer existing homes in September than the previous month.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of resold homes dropped by 1.9% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.29 million. That's down from a pace of 5.39 million in August. Most economists anticipate housing will continue to recover, especially now that mortgage rates have stabilized in recent months.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg says don't expect gas prices to keep going down.
Refiners have been paying lower prices for crude oils that they translate into refined products, and they have already passed through the declines that they have received.
That's analyst Toby Lundberg, and this is SRN News.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
A former leading member of a major Mexican drug cartel has been shot dead by three gunmen disguised as clowns at a children's party.
Mexican military spokesman says the clowns arrived in a vehicle and infiltrated the children's party being held at the Hotel Marbella de Cabo San Lucas. They shot Francisco Rafael Ariano Felix in the chest and head at point-blank range before escaping. Francisco Rafael, aged 63, was the eldest of seven brothers who formed the Arellano Felix drug cartel. Based in Tijuana, it smuggles marijuana, heroin, and cocaine into the United States via nearby San Diego.
That's SRN's James Bleers in Mexico City. Security camera video seen by the Associated Press suggests some members of Kenya's armed forces appear to loot a store during a four-day siege of Nairobi's most upscale mall. In the video, Kenyan security forces appear to be walking out of the store holding large plastic bags full of unknown items. This is SRN News. Federal accident investigators are in the San Francisco Bay Area trying to figure out exactly how it happened that two transit workers were struck by an out-of-service commuter train. NTSB Railroad accident investigator Jim Southward.
We walked the accident scene with the parties. Mechanical inspections are being accomplished on the equipment. You've seen the equipment's been moved, so we can do some more inspection to accomplish that task.
Meanwhile, another day for San Francisco Bay Area commuters waking up without the region's main commuter train line because of an ongoing strike. A University of Central Missouri graphic design professor has knitted his way into the record books while running the Kansas City Marathon. The Kansas City Star reports that David Babcock finished the marathon in 5 hours, 48 minutes, 27 seconds. Knitting experts measured the scarf he created along the way at over 12 feet long. The previous record holder was a woman who knitted a 6-foot-9-inch scarf during the London Marathon in April. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Carl and the Botland is on assignment today. 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, onion growers, Sunny, and many others. Bad Bob, good morning. What's the weather look like?
Well, Carl, today we're looking at a high near 90 degrees, an overnight low around 50, tomorrow high near 84, all under clear skies for the next several days. And currently in town, it's dropped a little bit as the sun comes up, 48 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Okay. And let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, for our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into a new trading week, and the markets are mixed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 28 points at 15,371. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1743, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 5 points at 3920. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 187 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $11.39 at $5.20.28, Google up $2.62 at $1,014.03, Microsoft adding 7 cents at $35.03, while Facebook is down 15 cents at $54.08. Of local interest, Safeway down 34 cents at $33.02, Home Depot off 6 cents at $74.63, Tri-Counties Bank up 3 cents at $23.81, and Verizon up 37 cents at $50.38. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.61%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33%. Oil's down 89 cents a barrel at $92.92, and precious metals are higher with gold up $1.06 at $13.16.81, silver up 34 cents at $22.22. This is Chris Lasondak of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here at KCNR. You want to find out what's going on in Wall Street and find out about investments, what's the best investment, which stock is coming out, which stock is going down, give them a call, 530-243-7561. Talk to Chris or Kathy or Susan or Josh or Steve. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, it's going to be a great week, Elizabeth. A lot of good things are happening.
Yes. Hey, do you realize that I have been calling in every Monday morning for 3.5 years?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you realize that on December 14th, we start our 5th year?
Wow, congratulations.
Well, you know what? That's You guys have been with us for almost the whole time.
Yeah, we just celebrated our 3-year anniversary with the radio program.
Wow. Seems like you've been here longer with us.
I know. Boy, time flies. That's what happens when you're old.
No. That's what happens when you're having a good time.
There you go.
So what's up?
Well, listen, tonight with the Reading Tea Party, we meet at 6 o'clock at the Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonneview Road. And I, as I've mentioned in the past, one of the formats that we have at the meetings is to have educational groups. We call them breakout groups. And each group is comprised of folks that have a common interest in a particular topic, and then they come together as a small group and determine what action items and what they're going to do to pursue that interest. And tonight we're going to focus just on our breakout groups, and I just wanted to kind of list what they are in case there's anyone that wants to come out and join one of those groups and get involved with a smaller group of people. And number one, we're going to be talking about Common Core. We are going to be talking about the state of Jefferson. We're going to be talking about, we've got somebody coming in to talk about REU. And lately, you know, REU had a meeting this week with their utility commission, the group of folks that are comprised of the commission. And they were asking very direct and specific questions about the rate increases, how they're justified, how the budget is laid out, where the money goes, how much is in the reserve, and on and on and on. And we've got someone who's going to be having a breakout group about that because this person has a very specific accounting background. And
well, we're going to have one of the members of the commission on, too, on the show because what he has indicated is that there's millions in that account that people weren't aware of, and yet we still keep getting our our electric rates raised, and now we're buying a new building. So it'll be interesting to see what they found.
That's right.
And this was a committee appointed by the board, by the city council. So
exactly. So there's some interesting things that I think are going to come to light in the very near future regarding the slush fund that is REU. So I encourage people to come out. I mean, if you care about your community and what's going on in your schools, it all affects us directly. You know, sometimes folks don't think that politics matter, but politics are all about us because what funds politics are us.
That's right. And if you have a much greater impact closer to the flagpole,
absolutely.
You can change
very
things.
Very good. I like that analogy.
Well, it's true. The further away from the flagpole you get, the less control there is. So you've got something you can do something about the board of supervisors and the city council. I mean, and it's relatively easy to do.
Absolutely.
Just have to do is get involved. Okay,
that's
Elizabeth.
Right. Okay, well, thank you. At 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day. Bye.
You know, on the weekends when you go out and you have all these things going on, Linda was traveling and then we went out and played. We're not golfers, but we've learned to like to go out with together and hit the ball, and we go out on Lake Reading. A little 9-hole course, but we really like the people out there, and it's a cool course to play because it's easier than a lot of them. And we can just, you're not rushed or anything like that, but you know, you come back, you're a little sore, so, and then you have to get up and face this next week. So having a sleep number bed is the best way for us to handle it because I tell you, we sleep so well at night. My sleep number last night was 40. I changed it. And Linda's was 45. Her sleep number was 45. And with the dual air technology, she can sleep on one side with her number and I can sleep on the other. And I can't tell you is that having been able to adjust that mattress for different parts of your life is just an outstanding way to sleep. So that you can, each of you have the ideal comfort that is in your sleep number setting. And now they're having, you know, you can pick, and people say, oh gosh, those things are so expensive though. I mean, and, oh, I can't afford that. They're, you know, thousands of dollars. No, they're not. Queen mattresses. A queen mattress starts at $699. And right now at Sleep Number Store, you can take advantage of a 36-month financing plan on their newest innovations. go down to the Sleep Number store, and it's in the Target Shopping Center. As you kind of get into the Target Shopping Center, kind of look over to your left beyond McDonald's, is four stores there. That's, of course, our Sleep Number store, and then I believe it's a Vitamin Shop and a couple other stores. But the professionals in there will take you in there. You get to lie down on one of these great dual-air technology beds, and they will give you your sleep number. And I guarantee you, you're going to be surprised. This is the way to go. 6 million happy customers. It's made in the USA, and it's guaranteed. What else is there in life? Sleep Number. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Gary Moore is with us. Not Gary Moore from I Have a Secret, but Gary Moore, who is the publicity director, I guess, or the public affairs officer at the Reading Veterans Home. We'll be talking to him as soon as we get back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park presents Zen in the Sagebrush, Wine, Whiskey, and the Wild West, Thursday, October 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Turtle Bay Museum. Round up your posse and enjoy an evening tasting favorite Western foods and drinks, including wine, whiskey, and beer, as well as an exclusive preview of their newest exhibitions, Sin in the Sagebrush and Tough by Nature. Tickets are $40 each and are available online at turtlebay.org/zen or at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar. Tickets to this 21 and over event will not be available at the door, so giddy up and get yours now.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Reading's new home for high school football.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abad, good morning, my friends. October the 21st, 48 degrees out there, 8:16 in the morning. I hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a great week weather-wise. It's going to be a great week this week. So many things happening. This portion of the show is brought to you by your friends at Orchard Nutrition. Not only do they have just a great in-store deli, fresh foods, fresh meats, everything in there, but they also have Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements there. You want or anything organic, it's there. Raw milk, you name it, it's there. And not only that, the people that work there can talk about what you need to have in your life and keep you healthy in a healthy diet, vitamins, supplements, all of that. They are the North State's nutrition experts. And going along with that, they give classes there. They have a classroom where they talk about diet and food and what you should put in your body and maybe things you shouldn't put into your body. And, of course, Amazing Foods for Life has opened up their group with gluten-free foods where you can get mixes, pre-made mixes, and just fix great cookies and muffins and things that are healthy for your family that are easy to fix and that tastes good, you know, healthy, tastes good. All of this, Orchard Nutrition, 244-9141, or head on down to 221 Locust Street, and right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right in there in that location. Orchard Nutrition. I'm with Gary Moore.
Good morning.
And Gary is a radio kind of guy, but he's also the public information officer at the California Department of Veteran Affairs for the Veterans Home of California right here in Redding.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to open it up. I tell you what, are people excited or what?
You know, as well as I do, this has been a long time in the making. And Friday is going to be the day when we open the doors and dedicate the home to the veterans. Saturday, we're going to have a community day, which is everybody is free to come and see the place. Because the place is beautiful. I don't know if you've been out there. Yeah,
I've driven by it, but I know that that we're going to see you Thursday morning.
Yes, Thursday,
and so that we kind of get a little hop on this. But we've driven by it, we've looked at it, we've seen it. You know, when it was during construction, but this will be our first really walkthrough tour.
It's beautiful. One of the most impressive things I think is when they designed this deal, the gentleman who was the brainchild behind a lot of the design, they preserved all the oak trees that were on the land. So.
It is. They did.
They're just amazing. So it looks like the home's been there for a while, but it's brand new. It's clean and it's beautiful. We have so many things that we're doing on Friday morning. I should probably let you know right away that across the street, there's a big field and we've got that field all mowed down and that's going to be where everybody's going to be able to park.
Yeah, because there's not going to be a lot of parking in there because you're going to have, a lot of chairs and everything set up? And
we're bringing in 1,600 chairs. I know for the groundbreaking that they did a couple of years ago, there was over 1,000 people there. So we're expecting at minimum 1,000 people, maybe 1,500, maybe even more based on the responses that we're getting on our invitations that we've sent out already. The program's going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, I don't want to give away all the secrets because there's going to be some feel good stuff that people see and it's little things that they'll notice. I mean, there are a couple of things that I believe people will be talking about more than the bigger things that are going to be taking place just because they're memorable. They're heartfelt type things and they involve some of our youth.
Okay.
And we got some guest speakers there, too. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Peter Gravitt, is going to be speaking. Senator Jim Nielsen will be there. Assemblyman Brian Dowley will be there. We have, you might know this gentleman, Jim Taylor, who is the Medal of Honor recipient.
Absolutely.
Jim's going to be speaking.
Up out of Trinity?
Yeah.
Or down from the Trinity.
Yeah, and Jim's going to be showing up with Dick Twos. They're coming in as a group just to enjoy the ceremony. Dick originally was speaking to us about being part of a flyover in his airplane,
right.
But he chose not to fly. He chose to come to the ceremony, and we're really glad that he did.
Okay, my guest is Gary Moore, who's a public information officer out at the new Redding Veterans Home that's getting ready to open this Friday. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a little bit about Gary, but also a lot more about the home. We have the first residents arriving. So we want to talk about that, too. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
Reading Spray Service proudly presents Insect Theatre. We now bring the critically acclaimed film, The Good, The Bad, and The Cockroach.
Ugly cockroach, and you, dirty hairy spider, it's showdown time.
Hey, look, it must be the man with no name.
No name? Why don't you call me Redding Spray Service?
It's the Bug Man, the one that finished off our entire posse.
Being that the trucks at Redding Spray Service are fully loaded to blow any pest clean away, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bug?
His home belongs to us now. You'll never take us alive.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Viva la resistance!
Say when, Bugman.
Draw.
Oh, we're not
gonna make it, ugly cockroach. It's been nice investing with you.
Another home saved. Time to saddle up.
That concludes our broadcast of Insect Theater. But remember, call Reading Spray Service at 221-3007. Let us make your day and blow your bugs away.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Reading day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Now get unlimited talk, text, and internet from bestcellservice.us for only $49 per month. If you act right now, you can get an extra $10 off your first 2 months. There's no contract, no setup fees. You can even keep your current phone and number. Plus, learn how you can get your cell service for free. Again, that's unlimited talk, text, and internet cell phone service for only $49 per month. So visit us online now at bestcellservice.us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabaugh. Linda's on assignment this morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. Their spring water is drawn from their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Tastes great, always clean. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website, mountshastaspringwater.com. Our guest today is for this hour is Gary Moore, who is a public information officer for our Reading's Veterans Home, which is going to open up finally.
Friday's the day. Everybody's been waiting for this for years. You know, and it's not just since the groundbreaking, which you know about a couple of years ago.
I was there. We were there for the groundbreaking.
It goes back 8-10 years.
Yes.
This whole plan. So we're very excited about doing this dedication on Friday.
Well, you know, they did the groundbreaking, and it was Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Came here. And he promised that day, even though I'm leaving, we will make sure all of these open and we'll make sure that you have your veterans home. Because so much work had gone into it. People like Senator Mauricio Hannison, mm-hmm. Nielsen, LaMalfa working on the Sims site. A lot of people worked up here. John Kleckner, a lot of people worked up here. I can't even begin to, I shouldn't even start naming names because there's so many of them that were involved in this, to do this. And when they broke the ground and then, delays were thrown into it.
Yeah, right.
Which caused so much consternation up here because it was delays that, where money was being spent other places. And this, I'm just telling you the general feeling up here, was that here's all this money being spent over here, but you can't spend $6 million to open up, $6 million, to open up the veterans' homes. And it was two veterans' homes. But it finally got into, I mean, a lot of veterans, we went down there. And we were promised the money that, you know, looked us in the eye and said, you'll have it in that committee. And, you know, 6 days later, they removed it the dead of night. But they have come through. So this is a happy time.
It is a very happy time.
Yes.
We are, we're pretty excited for also our home in Fresno too, because they did their grand opening last Friday.
Yeah. Well, these were built about the same time.
They were.
And they were put on hold just like we were.
Yep. So the same situation. So they are now officially open. They have their first residence.
We will open up on Friday officially, and our first residents will physically be in the facility today to go through all the sign-in procedural stuff. They'll get to select their room today, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's kind of cool for them to be able to pick out their room. And then tomorrow they will all...
So they get their first choice then, right? These four.
First choice. Nobody lives in the place right now.
So they can walk around and go, I like the view from here.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait a minute. This bathroom's a little bit... Are all the rooms the same? Essentially,
well, they are essentially the same. There's a little variation on design depending on which, you know, where the room is, but basically they are the same.
150 rooms,
155 beds. So, you know, if there's a veteran who wanted to move his or her spouse in, absolutely bring him or her in.
And so would that be a little bit larger room or not?
A little bit, yes, not much. And they've got, you know, they got in-room storage, but outside of the room, down in another part of the facility, if they have some things that they want to bring because they're moving out of their home now, mm-hmm. and they want to store them, we've got a storage facility outside of their room
We've got like a minute left here before we need to go to a break here.
Okay.
But here's what I want to talk about when we get back. First of all, is okay. The process of applying.
Yes.
And then what happens when I get there? You know, once I am a citizen of the veterans home, what can I expect?
You know,
as far as life there? Because I think maybe a lot of people don't understand that. One of the things I like to say about Gary is so proactive. I can't say enough about your enthusiasm for your job here has just made anybody in the media a lot easier because you're trying to make our jobs easier by getting the word out. And obviously, you're very proud of what's happening.
Very proud, indeed, I am. So we'll talk
and
more.
You're
about
a local
that.
Boy too.
I am a total local boy. As a matter of fact, the room I'm sitting in right now used to be the production facility when this place first opened. K9 FM, way back in 1991.
Yeah, way before we got here. Yeah. So
you guys have done a great job with it. It's nice to be here, and I can't wait to share with you what you're about to talk to me about in just a minute.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Gary Moore from the Reading Veterans Home.
Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Contact us today for your yearly marksmanship review and zero training for your rifle. One Low Price provides a private curriculum for up to 4 shooters. This is great training for that junior hunter or an entire family. Don't miss that once-in-a-lifetime shot because you failed to prepare. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com to schedule your marksmanship training. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Redding.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, hey, this is your talk radio station here, what you want to hear. Give us a call, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. October the 21st, 48 degrees out there, 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and for seniors. Man's last stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop. Head on down there. They don't take reservations or appointments or anything like that. Just go on in there, and if there's a couple people in front of you, take advantage of sitting down, enjoying the conversation, read the magazines. They range from National Geographic to photography to Car and Track.
Guns.
Yes. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Gary Moore, who's a public information officer out there at our new Reading Veterans Home, which is opening this Friday officially. But we have four people coming in tomorrow, four of our new citizens.
That's correct.
Are they from the Reading area, or do you know?
I don't know if they're from Reading specifically. I know that some of them are from out of the area. And it's important to let everybody know that this is a California veterans home, and anyone veteran who wants to move in can apply as long as they are a resident of California. They can live in Los Angeles and come up. Matter of fact, we've got homes down in the Los Angeles area, and Chula Vista, Barstow, and Yountville, and we've got several already residents from those homes who have put in for a transfer to come to Reading.
Of course.
Primarily because, you know, they might have family here, but as you know, it's just a beautiful place to live.
Yeah.
It's nice up here.
You know, Gary, let's talk a little bit about you. You know, during... You were here when this place was first built, I guess, in 1991, when it was what? K-dog?
K-9.
Oh, K-9.
Yeah,
okay.
The K-9 dog. You know,
and Bob Blondie was here. Or Bob's were you around here?
I started at the same radio station where Bob was in 1980.
Disco was king.
When disco was king.
So you two, 1980.
You know, it was the old...
There was this thing called records back then.
We actually played
what
records.
You guys, what were you, 15?
I was 19.
I was okay. 21 or so.
Yeah, he was
you're old.
A couple of years ahead of the game than I. But so we all started. It was out at the old K60 building out by the college, which is no longer there. The towers have even been taken down since. And I, moved on to a station here, and then I went to Sacramento, and then I went over to NBC Radio for a number of years in San Francisco. And then I wanted to come back because it's home, just like mm-hmm. we were talking about a few minutes ago. And then I got lured back to San Francisco for another stint. It wasn't NBC at the time, but it was the company that bought NBC as engineering a morning program down there. And then finally I made the decision to come back to Reading, and that's where I had always planned on staying. It's home for me here, and I like it.
Well, good. So now you're back and you applied for this job. And
so, I've got a rich history of radio in Reading, and I left radio about 4 years ago to do some communications work for the Department of Transportation, Caltrans. And then most recently, this opportunity presented itself, and I submitted an application, went through the process, and was selected.
To say you leaped at it, would that be an understatement?
Nope, that would be pretty accurate.
So how'd you like Caltrans?
I loved Caltrans. I enjoyed what I did over there. The people are wonderful. I just attended their little ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Deschutes Road off-ramp and that roundabout down in Anderson last week, and got to see some of my old friends. So,
you know, frankly, having lived in Europe a lot, I find roundabouts not to be scared of. But there's a lot of people that are scared of roundabouts.
Well, they are.
And you picture that movie, European Vacation with Chevy Chase, and he's in the roundabout for 12 hours because he can't get out.
I got lost in a roundabout, once down around Victorville, and it's just because I didn't know which direction I was aiming, pointed.
When you go out.
And I got 40 minutes past where I was supposed to go, and I realized that I needed to come back. And when I got back, I had to go through that darn roundabout again to go where I was going. So I almost got lost a second time, but they're good. The answer to your question is I love Caltrans. They were really good to me and I had a good time over there.
Super. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I do fire up on bureaucracy in California, but not the people that are in. I've had nothing but great service, to tell you the truth. When I call down to Sacramento and I'm talking to the people and the workers, and the workers around here, Denise Jurgensen, all these people, I've had nothing but, I mean, I write letters to their bosses.
Yeah.
I mean, letters, not emails. I write letters to their bosses telling them what good jobs they've done, how they supported me, how they were, you know, patient with questions I've had. I have not had a bad experience. And I can say that with the FCC also. It's, what we get into is the bureaucracy above that.
Sure.
And some of the decisions they make, some of the dumb decisions they make, some of the ways they do things. But the people themselves, I have yet to have a time that people have not treated me well. And that's DMV too.
Sure.
I mean, everybody. So I kind of think that, you know, bureaucracies are made up of people and we can't forget that.
That's right.
And, you know, we do rail about some of the, nameless, faceless thugs out there.
Yeah. You know, what I've learned in the short time that I've been with CalVet already here in Reading is there is a certain culture that goes along with them. You don't see people wandering through the facility on their cell phone doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's been my experience when I need some assistance or some guidance or some leadership from headquarters. I've called down there. I've emailed down there and the calls are taken. If they're not around, the calls are returned within a timely fashion. Emails are returned within a timely fashion because, you know, under the program that I'm doing right now, it's, for me, it's like planning a royal wedding in like 8 weeks. And I don't know what the CalVet, the whole culture is all about. I'm learning myself. And, they've been very responsive to help me out. They don't in any way want to set me up to fail. They want me to be successful and get this thing going the way it's supposed
Absolutely.
To be.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take an early break and because I want to come back. We're going to talk about the application process
okay.
and life in the home.
Oh, it's going to be
people
wonderful.
What people can expect.
They can
we'll
expect
be right back.
Things.
Carl Bott, I'm with Gary Moore, who is the Public Information Officer of the Reading Veterans Home. We'll be right back.
Hold it at the fire and gun. Played it till my fingers bled.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642.
Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Want to find out what's happening on your community? Just every morning, 7 to 9 in the morning. 605-4567 if you have questions for our guest, Gary Moore, who is the public information officer out at our new Reading Veterans Home. And I have, my questions are, okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to apply. What do I do?
Okay, there is an application process that you go through. And the best way for me to tell you to do it, I mean, for those who are listening right now, it might be near a computer, you can go to the website, which is calvet.ca.gov. And right on there, there's housing opportunity, there's employment opportunity, and you can select. Now, a long time ago when they were just getting this going, they put up an intent to apply application. And there was a great response to that. There was over 500 responses to that. And now it's just a simple, there is an application process, just like there would be for any facility. And you fill out the application, and then they'll have you come in, and they'll sit down, the admissions department and admissions team, and there's several people involved in that. And you'll go through an assessment process, essentially. And you know, and I don't know what the nature of the questions are. That's not my department.
Is this the one up here? They go through the you'll go through that process with the people up here?
Absolutely, yes. Right.
So they have to travel up here then to do that?
That is correct.
Even if they're from San Diego, because I just opened it up in what Gary says is true: basic admission requirements, additional requirements, health service plan requirements. I'm not reading them all in there, but
that's gotcha.
You can go right to the. This is not like Obamacare.
Nope.
No. You pop this thing open, and I promise you, it goes right to it. Just hit VA homes, and it opens everything up in front of you. It doesn't put you on hold for 46 minutes, and then send the tax collector to your door.
There's no phone tree. You know, I always have this policy. You know, you call up something, and you get a phone tree, and you get misdirected and stuff. And you know, being in the broadcasting business, I'm very much like everybody else. I enjoy and value human contact.
There you go.
And
you need that.
Yeah, human contact is really important.
Okay, so I've applied. I've applied and I filled out is there disqualifiers? I mean, like, can you make too much money? Or, I mean, do you have to be, broke?
Here's the answer to your question. You have to be a veteran and you have to be a resident of California.
And that's it.
That's really it. And they'll go through a lot of other, you know, question things on your application. And I've not been through that, you know, process myself because they handle all that. But it's a very foolproof process. And we have people who want to transfer from other homes because they have families here and stuff like that. And we will be transferring some people from other homes up to the Reading home.
Okay. It does say you have to have a health service plan, but I think Medicare would probably count for that.
That would be a good question for our admissions department.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, I think you can access our admissions department.
You can. I'm just seeing it, but it looks, it's very straightforward.
It's very straightforward.
It's not a Byzantine way to get through it.
Right.
Okay. I'm accepted into the home.
You're going to be a resident.
I'm going to be a resident. Okay. And I'm moving in. It's kind of like the beginning of school year. So what do I bring?
Well, you first of all will need to bring everything you need as far as clothing goes. Now remember, this is going to be your permanent residence. Let me back up on this,
right,
Carl, because I need to clarify something. There are two sides to the home. On the right side as you walk in, there's what they call a residential care for the elderly. That means move in and live your life.
You don't need medical treatment. You don't need assistance. You don't need anything. You're just there to live.
Okay, just like you're in a senior folks facility. Correct. Anywhere that you go out and play golf and do all these things.
Absolutely. Come okay. and go as you please.
You have a golf course out there?
We've got a putting green out there.
Okay, that's close.
And we've got bocce ball courts, and we've got shuffleboard courts, and we've got activities coordinators and volunteer services stuff, and there's going to be activities going on all the time. So, the right side, residential care for the elderly. The left side, skilled nursing facility. So we have full medical staff. So we've got a in-house physician, and we've got a doctor's office. It's got full exam rooms, got everything. But here's the fun part I think you'll like. When you first walk in, you go through the main lobby, and the first thing that you're going to come to is a bank. There's a bank. We've got a bank in there if you want to do your banking. Next door to the bank, we've got an in-house post office. And then beyond that, we've got a general store. There'll be things, you know, like toothbrushes and toiletries and things of that nature that you can get there. And then right past that, there is, and you mentioned a barbershop a little earlier in the program here. And we've got a barbershop in there too. So those four, facilities are right next to each other. And, so, you know, you move in and you just live your life. And we've got common areas, and we've got quiet rooms, and we've got
this
libraries.
This room is to yourself too. Then, if you're on that, if you're on the side where it's, you know, you don't need assistance, but that room's yours.
It is all yours.
There's no, you can't cook in there, it doesn't have like little hot plates or anything because the food is provided. Right?
Well, there's a couple of neat things to that. There, the food is provided. Mm-hmm. We have a full kitchen. We've got a full meal schedule: breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But I'm trying to paint a picture of the facility. There are five sections, which we call neighborhoods.
Right.
There's Shasta, Lassen, Trinity, you know, Klamath, and McLeod. And in each one of those neighborhoods, you have your room. You can't cook in it. But in each neighborhood, there is a common kitchen. So if your family wants to come in and prepare a big meal and stuff like that, you're welcome to do that too.
Okay, so there is a way then if you get hungry at 8 o'clock at night, you can go down and have a bowl of cereal or something.
Absolutely, yes.
I imagine it'll be milk or something.
There's no restrictions.
All right. What does it cost? Is there a cost?
There is a cost. I don't know what it is. It's based on every person individually.
Okay.
And like you mentioned, a healthcare plan or something a couple of moments ago.
And
it's all based on that. And that would be a very good question for the admissions department. I could speak with them and get back to you and give you that.
Well,
answer.
I just didn't know. I didn't know if when you went there because
I think I heard on a news report this morning, it's a sliding scale.
It would be different. It might be different for you than it is for Bob or different than
it could be. And it could be based on, I can understand that, but you don't have to be, penniless to go there. It looks like you have to have some kind of medical care.
There should
which
be something.
Makes sense, which makes sense. A plan. And, okay. Well, it sounds to me like if you join the club over there, Club Reading, Club Vet. I like this. Club Vet.
Club Vet sounds good.
Yeah. And then, you've got probably half of it. You said 75 rooms on one side and 75 on the other. So 75 of those rooms, and it's all on ground floors too, right?
It's all ground floor.
Okay. Great. Okay. We're going to take a quick break.
Super.
Carl Bott, Gary Moore is my guest, who is the public information officer at the Reading Veterans Home, as we like to call it, Club Vet, and who's going to be, they're going to have a grand opening at this Friday at 10 a.m. out there. They're going to have a lot of seats, and a lot of parking across the road. And if you want to go out there and watch this or see it, it should be very interesting. And we're finally getting it open, and it's so great. We'll be right back. Took the midnight train
going anywhere. Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, 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 you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. Good morning, my friends. 8:55 in the morning. 48 degrees out there, and it's going to be a great day. Like about 88 out there. And it's going to be, in fact, this whole week's going to be like that.
Well, we're looking forward to good weather on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. Gary Moore has joined me for this hour, and we've talked about the opening. He's the public information officer, by the way. And we're going to have a grand opening, of course, this Friday at 10 a.m.
Friday at 10. It's scheduled for 1 hour, and it's loaded with wonderful ceremonial stuff.
Only an hour then. Okay, good. So sometimes those things, when you go on to 2 or 3 hours.
You know it's going to go longer than an hour.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but, you know, when it gets up to this, it gets past 2 hours, you see a lot of the residents of Reading getting up and wandering away.
I can tell you, it is scheduled for 1 hour. We really expect it to go a little bit longer, but no more than 15 minutes.
Good.
And then after that point, we're going to do a ribbon cutting, and then we're going to give tours of the home.
Right.
So anybody who wants to come see the home, we can do that on Friday. And Saturday, we're having a community day from 11 until 2, open to everyone. Come see the home. We'd like to share it with you.
And there's going to be a barbecue out there.
Asphalt Cowboys are coming out to do
there
a barbecue on Saturday. We'll have a live band.
To answer some questions from the chat room, no pets.
No pets.
How is it funded? It's funded through state, federal, and individuals who are living there on a sliding scale. They're going to be paying for this.
That's right.
Also, you are out, you know, beating the bushes for donations and
contributions. There's things that we will want to do for our residents and our veterans that require, you know, funding, and those are activity type things.
I would like this to become a club vet.
Club vet, it is.
It would be. I would like this to become club vet because of activities around here that people can go to, you know, out there to the mountains, to Whiskey Town, to Lake Shasta, for things like that when our veterans are coming in. I mean, I really would like to see something
I'd
like that.
I'd love to see a little section set aside that displays from, say, the museum could be put up.
That would
the
be
the Veterans
nice.
Museum.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Burroughs from the museum has donated quite a lot of stuff already to the home, and he's got more that he would like to share with us.
Sure.
And
a changing exhibit.
Well, people talk also about the TV room or a game room in there. We're still looking for that, right?
We have Gosh, I really don't even know what the official term is. It's like a lounge area, yeah. Whatever. It's got big screen and, right. We've got Wii games.
You got Wii games there?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. I can see these 80-year-old guys playing Call of Duty, you know. Yeah.
Or playing
you'd be surprised.
Doing the ski jumping.
And we got books and we got quiet rooms and there will be no shortage of activities, things to do for our residents.
Okay. Hey, Gary, how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at 224-3814. That is my direct line to my office.
Okay.
And call me on, if you have a question, call me on anything. If I don't know the answer, I will get the answer and I will get back to you immediately.
Even though you wanted RSVP by the 18th, people can still come, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh, sure. I mean, a lot of people think that, oh yeah, do I need to reserve my seat for the thing? And it's not like that at all. You've been to events very much like this. There's going to be a lot of people standing anyway.
Right.
But we're prepared to seat 1,500 people.
That's a lot of people.
Oh boy. It's
just remember it's going to be hot out there, but not as hot because it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
It'll be nice.
But it'll be a little warm out there, so you might want to bring a hat and those kind of things for our people. And you get plenty of room. You're just going to have to park on the other side of the road. You're just going to have to walk across the road.
You can walk across the road and we will have CHP and RPD out there making sure that everything is safe. We've got, the gentlemen and ladies from the California Conservation Corps are going to be helping us out with parking. So, and we'll have some shuttle carts too as well. So we think we've got a very good plan and Friday is going to be just a really emotional day for a lot of people. We're looking forward to it.
Good. All right.
Super.
We're looking forward to it. I guess, talking about how it's funded or whatever it is. Yeah. You know, maybe it is taxpayer funded, but the people in there. Paid their taxes for
absolutely.
A long time.
Oh, absolutely.
And they paid for a lot of other things. And if this is, you know, you judge a country by the way it treats its veterans.
I agree.
And right now we've got some bad things happening with our veterans with the backups and everything. So this is a positive aspect.
That's
going to help with our veterans, our aged veterans. So you know what? They deserve it.
Yep. Club Vet it is.
Club Vet it is. Okay.
Right. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks a lot for being on.
I appreciate it.
All right. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about a lot of things when it comes to Obamacare. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Team Obama taking the old-fashioned route when it comes to signing people up for Obamacare. Those having trouble signing up online because of problems with the Obamacare website are being encouraged to apply by phone. As for problems with the website,
we are doing everything we can possibly do to get the websites working better, faster, sooner. We've got people working overtime, 24/7, to boost capacity and address the problems.
President Obama says tech experts from inside and outside government are being brought in to help troubleshoot the problems. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the Obama people better do something about the website because the way things stand right now.
A visit to the website is kind of like a trip to the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Used home sales slipped almost 2% last month from August levels, but Walter Malone.